May the Lord help us to commence by singing hymn number 370, 370. Great God, attend while Zion sings the joy that from thy presence springs. To spend one day with thee on earth exceeds a thousand days of mirth. Hymn number 370. Our readings from God's holy word are from the book of Job. The book of Job, chapter 8, and afterwards chapter 42. Job, chapter 8. Then answered Bildad the Shuhite and said, How long wilt thou speak these things? And how long shall the words of thy mouth be like a strong wind? Doth God pervert judgment? Or doth the Almighty pervert justice? If thy children have sinned against him, and he have cast them away for their transgression, if thou wouldest seek unto God betimes, and make thy supplication to the Almighty, if thou wert pure and upright, surely now he would awake for thee and make the habitation of thy righteousness prosperous. Though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end should greatly increase. For inquire, I pray thee, of the former age, and prepare thyself to the search of their fathers. For we are but of yesterday, and know nothing, because our days upon earth are a shadow. Shall not they teach thee and tell thee, and utter words out of their heart? Can the rush grow up without mire? Can the flag grow without water? While it is yet in his greenness and not cut down, it withereth before any other herb. So are the paths of all that forget God, and the hypocrite's hope shall perish, whose hope shall be cut off, and whose trust shall be a spider's web. He shall lean upon his house, but it shall not stand. He shall hold it fast, but it shall not endure. He is green before the sun, and his branch shooteth forth in his garden. His roots are wrapped about the heap, and seeth the place of stones. If he destroy him from his place, then it shall deny him, saying, I have not seen thee. Behold, this is the joy of his way, and out of the earth shall others grow. Behold, God will not cast away a perfect man, neither will he help the evildoers, till he fill thy mouth with laughing, and thy lips with rejoicing. They that hate thee shall be clothed with shame, and the dwelling place of the wicked shall come to naught. Job chapter 42. Job 42. Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that thou canst do everything, and that no thought can be withholden from thee. Who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore have I uttered that I understood not, things too wonderful for me, which I knew not. Hear, I beseech thee, and I will speak. I will demand of thee, and declare thou unto me. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. Wherefore I abhor myself, and repent in dust and ashes. And it was so that after the Lord had spoken these words unto Job, the Lord said to Eliphaz the Temanite, My wrath is kindled against thee, and against thy two friends, For ye have not spoken of me the thing that is right, as my servant Job hath. Therefore take unto you now 7 bullocks and 7 rams, and go to my servant Job, and offer up for yourselves a burnt offering. And my servant Job shall pray for you, for him will I accept, lest I deal with you after your folly, in that ye have not spoken of me the thing which is right, like my servant Job. So Eliphaz the Temanite, and Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite went and did according as the Lord commanded them. The Lord also accepted Job. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Then came there unto him all his brethren and all his sisters, and all they that had been of his acquaintance before, and did eat bread with him in his house. And they bemoaned him and comforted him over all the evil that the Lord had brought upon him. Every man also gave him a piece of money, and every one an earring of gold. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. For he had 14,000 sheep, and 6,000 camels, and 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 she-asses. He had also 7 sons and 3 daughters. And he called the name of the first Jemima, and the name of the second Keziah, and the name of the third Keren-Happuch. And in all the land were no women found so fair as the daughters of Job. And their father gave them inheritance among their brethren. After this lived Job 140 years, and saw his sons and his sons' sons, even 4 generations. So Job died, being old and full of days. Amen. May the Lord bless his holy word to our souls, and help his servant to pray.
O thou most holy, eternal Lord God Almighty, how can we come before such a high and holy God? Lord, do help us now, do draw us now, that we may run after thee. Lord, we come as a worm of this earth. We come as a sinner. Lord, we come as one of the dust, and to the dust we shall return. And Lord, we must come and stand before thee and give that account, Lord. Oh, how we tremble at it. Our sin, our shame, our folly, our continual returning as a dog to the vomit, the washed sow to the wallowing in the mire. Against thee, the only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. God, be merciful, full of mercy, to me a sinner. But Lord, there is hope in thy word. We read in thy word, and oh, do blessedly lift up the soul, the sinner, to look again toward thy holy temple, that the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. O Lord, this is precious. Lord, make it real to our souls. And yet, as we come, we stand here through mercy once more. What doth God rule? Lord, we have to say, why me, O blessed God? Why such a wretch as me? Why are we spared? Why are we not perished in our sin? Lord, it is through thy mercy and thy mercy alone that we are brought to gather round thy holy word in this place where prayer is wont to be made. Lord, this place where we've proved thine honour dwelleth, where we've proved the smell of the field that the Lord hath blessed. Lord, we pray then, help of God, once more to worship thee in spirit and in truth. We give thanks thy mercies, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Oh, what a contrast to all that we wretchedly are, our filthy garments. But oh, leave us not to pour on ourselves too long this day, but look to Jesus. Oh, to see their mercy joined with power. Oh, to see there the deep, deep love of Jesus. We pray, Lord, for the dear children, the dear younger ones. Lord, through thy mercy, Lord, brought into thy house. Oh, may their precious, never-dying souls be laid in the hearts of one and another, borne up before the throne of grace. For this child I prayed, may they be kept in this evil day and generation. All that the old enemy works in so subtly, Lord, as that evil serpent. Oh, may they truly be kept, delivered from all evil, led not into temptation. Lord, may they know that another spirit in him, another spirit in her, some good thing toward thy great and holy name, constantly kept as the power, Lord, by thy power. And Lord, as the very apple of thine eye. Oh, do hear the cries of dear parents, in all laid upon them, the wisdom needed, the help needed. And Lord, where there is no way, make thee, great mountain, a plain before the heavenlies are rubbable. With God, nothing impossible, anything too hard for the Lord. Encourage them, Lord. And oh, to stand, and having done all, to stand, to prove my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. In spite of all, Lord, it is this same Jesus. Thine is the power and the glory. And it's Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. And on this rock I will build my church, and the powers of hell shall not prevail against it, Lord. We would humbly plead it. We would not come with arrogance in our mouth. But oh, do thou for me, O God the Lord. And Lord, there are those that bear the burden and heat of the day. They may be younger. They may be older. Maybe very young. Oh, do help them to cast every burden upon the Lord and know thy sustaining. A very present help. Lord, it is needed continually. Do blessedly prove I will help thee, strengthen thee, hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, thou worm Jacob. Oh, there's a blessed emphasis in thy word. There's a blessed returning. I will help thee, saith the Lord. Oh, do Lord, be that heavenly help, that Redeemer. Lord, hear prayer, dear older ones. We think of them in all their afflictions and all their sorrows, their great needs. Lord, may they be as those waiting for their Lord. Lord, may there be those times of blessed quietness. Lord, waters of quietness, still waters. Lord, do thou for them. Lord, they prayed for us. Lord, in former days, they prayed for us afar off. For the rebellious also. Lord, now in their deep need, we would lift up their arms in prayer. But, O Lord, Lord, do visit them. Lord, do grant a token for good. Speak, it is well. Well, while life endures. And it is an enduring, Lord, and well when called to die. It is well. Oh, seal it to their souls. And their Redeemer liveth and shall stand. They shall stand in him. Lord, do in much mercy then hear prayer, Lord, from the youngest to the oldest. And the present and the absent. Thou knowest those absent. Lord, thou knowest those, Lord. Lord, thy word fed them long seasons. But, oh, cannot now get up to thy house. Lord, do thou come and bless the means. And bless the means from this house of prayer. And abroad in the earth, that thy name might be glorified. Oh, do hear prayer, our dear brothers, the deacons. Lord, they need much wisdom. Our dear friend in his sorrowing pathway, in his mourning, in his afflictions. Oh, do be with them together. Lord, bind them in thy fear, and that one in Christ. And may this church and people ever be endeavouring to keep the unity of the faith in the bond of peace. O thou that dost give that wisdom that is from above, first peaceable, then pure, easy to be entreated. O Lord, Lord, do hear this poor man crying, this poor woman crying, this poor child crying. And Lord, thou didst deliver. Oh, to point to those times of deliverance, those times of mercy, blessings. Lord, hear prayer one another. And Lord, thou knowest the cries of the closet this day, those things brought into thy house, the groaning pathway. O Lord, do, Lord, grant a touch this day. Lord, guide, O thou great Jehovah, this is the way, walk in it. Open, Lord, this poor man's mouth, and do thou fill it. We plead, certainly I will be with thee. Take the sinner out of sight. And oh, do blessedly grant that from above, thy will done in earth as it is in heaven. Lord, leave none out, we beg, when thou for thy saint doth call. And Lord, thou canst go out into the highways, hedges, and blessedly prove it, on this rock I will build my church. Lord, we plead it once more. Lord, thou knowest other sheep I have, them also I must bring. Use the means, bless the means, where thy people gather, Lord, and dear ones at home. O Lord, do grant that help in all the gatherings, where thy servants stand, and where there is not one of thy servants, thou canst still bless the word. Lord, thou canst bless that spoken. Lord, that cloud of witnesses that have gone before, Lord, that in former days, Lord, we would not limit thy power. Oh, do thou for me then. Hear our poor cries for those in authority over us. Lord, new King, since we last gathered, Lord, we pray, Lord, mercy in our royal house, thy ruling and overruling for good. Lord, oh, may there be younger ones, older ones, thou wilt work in. We have a rich, blessed history in this our land, and thou hast blessed in our royal house and ruled and overruled for good. Oh, could it still be so, through thy mercy alone. Hear prayer those in our parliament. Oh, raise up, Lord, men, women, Lord, that seek thy truth, that in their solemn responsibilities, in their deep need, Lord, may be brought to turn to the wall. Hezekiah the king was, and pray unto the Lord. Lord, now, that dost give that from above. Oh, could we still see thy ruling and overruling mercies. Lord, we pray for, Lord, those in the midst of awful things. Lord, thy word, those warnings, dear Lord Jesus, Lord, are coming to pass. Those things abroad in the earth, those things that cause men's hearts to fail for fear. Lord, but thou art the same. Thy years don't fail. Oh, to look to that rock, to know the cleft of the rock, to know the hiding place. We pray for it, Lord, those in the midst of terrible conflict, great losses, terrible things, Ukraine, abroad in the earth, thou knowest. Lord, but oh, may there be much prayer. May there be much mercy, much help. Lord, we would look to thee still. For Lord, thou didst say, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Help us, Lord, as we would turn to thy word. Open it up. Take us by the hand, lead into the truth as it is in Jesus. Hear our poor cries. And Lord, if there's one feels left out of the prayer, left out of thy word, oh, do thou come. Blessedly gather them this day. And Lord, our dear absent sister, now in the home, Lord, thou canst gather her, even in the weakness of mine now. Hear prayer then, one and another. Grant crumbs from the Master's table. Oh, do thou be this day our King of kings and Lord of lords. Come, rule and reign over us. Accomplish thy will and powerfully bring us forth from all ill. Oh, do help, Lord, in the sing of the hymns. Help each one then. Bind us in thy fear and in thy love. We ask it. Help of God, for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 450, 450. O bless thy servant, dearest Lord, while he shall preach thy gospel word. May he declare delightful things, touching the glorious King of kings. Hymn 450.
Thank you.
in humble and complete dependence on the Lord for needed help. I direct your prayerful attention to the book of Job, in the first chapter we read, chapter 8. Book of Job, chapter 8, and the 7th verse. Job chapter 8, verse 7. Though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end should greatly increase. I believe it's sometimes to the Lord's honour and glory to tell, to witness how the word came. I left home yesterday. One in a bed there, dear mother-in-law, 96th year of age, truly her last days. The end of her bed, there is a picture. It was taken last October. There she is sitting. She's confined to her bed now. But she's sitting in the midst of her children, grandchildren, great grandchildren, all gathered round her. So it was difficult to get them all in the picture. She asked me to bury her. I was out walking, and that picture came back, and the discussion with her on one occasion, each one is a precious, never dying soul. And yet, on that walk, I trust the Lord led me back. And this word came with power. Though thy beginning was small, afflicted from early days, there were those surprised that she ever could marry. And yet, when she asked me to bury her, I sat down with a notebook with her and asked her of her beginning. A failing mind, very much failing body. But oh, you dear younger ones, what God hath wrought stands. She took me back, and it was as if it was yesterday, clear as day in her mind. 80 years. A 16-year-old girl, taken for the first time, particular chapel, down in Sussex. A minister that she'd never heard before. She described his old age. She described his grey hairs, his beard. He preached from John. And he preached Jesus Christ and him crucified. And she never forgot it. And it was so precious to her soul. She'd been brought up under the sound of the gospel. She told me of the churches down in Kent where she used to go on a bicycle. Brought up in a praying family. But oh, the Lord began in that chapel under the ministry of that dear servant of Christ, opened his word, blessedly led a girl into the truth as it is in Jesus. She couldn't speak of it for years. It was so precious to her. That servant of Christ was long dead when she first testified of it to any. And you know, though thy beginning was small, insignificant in many of the eyes, those eyes in the wider family she sometimes speaks of, yet the answers to prayer, quiet prayers, closet prayers, she brought out while we sat there together. And I sat there with that notebook. Though thy beginning was small, she said, there were times, no change, many years. But as we look back over those 96 odd years, and I've been with her, of those in deep old age, truly rebellious. And any could witness, even by the standards of today, they were sinners before men. And certainly sinners before Almighty God. His word, oh, blessedly proved they've sinned and come short. But oh, to witness a change, to witness the Bible there, the quietness, the reading. Though thy beginning was small, never, you dear younger ones, despise the power of prayer. It may be hidden prayers, but oh, you know, what a blessing, what a mercy. I will make you fishers of men. I know that goes out to those ministers of Christ. You know, the prayers still catch. Those careless, those indifferent fish in the gospel net. And in the Lord's time and in the Lord's way, they will be gathered. There is joy in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than 99 just persons. That's how the word came. And it came for this house of prayer. The Lord, very clear on that. Other words were given for other occasions. But this was laid up. Though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end should greatly increase in thee, and thee alone is my fruit found. Blessed, blessed be his holy name. We stand in humble awe. And oh, you dear younger ones, if you can hear the testimonies of those older ones, don't neglect them. They're blessed testimonies. And they do encourage. in all the pathway, in all our needs, in our day and generation. It is Jesus Christ the same. Jesus Christ the same across the span of 80 odd years. Yesterday, today, and forever. And there is that wonderful word. John the Baptist testified of. He must increase. You dear younger ones, he must increase. We must decrease. Humbled in the very dust. Return to dust. But he must increase. And that word stands, and it's a gospel word to the end of time. Now, the book of Job, the context of the word. You like me, my younger days, I shrank from the book of Job. Far too deep for human reason. Deep things spoken of in the book of Job. And oh, the depth of the affliction, the sorrows, that when the old enemy came in like a flood, I think of poor Peter in his own strength, Peter close to his Lord at the time, yet all, if all men deny thee, yet I won't. Satan hath desired to have thee, Peter, that he may sift thee as wheat. I walked with a dear old deacon between the services, one of those chapels years ago. Great big old man he was, towered over me. I remember him shaking his head, poor man. Satan sin. Job knew it in the depths. Peter would know it in the depths. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. It humbled, dear Peter, in the very dust. Simon Bar-Jonah, lovest thou me more than these? Feed my sheep, feed my lambs. The Lord knows, the Lord knows. So, what a mercy, what a wonder-working God. What a proving, even in these three. Their words left on record in the Word of God. And what are we told? All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. All Scripture. even this one then. No, the Lord can give a spirit of prophecy. We look at the end of Job. We look at those things that came. And oh, so brought the man, poor man, down. But what made him repent in dust and ashes as we read? The Lord spoke. The Lord spoke. And in the midst of it all, it's there in the midst of the book of Job, and it's a wonder to me there when these others had spoken. There was that God at poor Job, and poor Job left in his own thoughts at times, but oh, there is that in that 23rd chapter comes through. He can't find his God. And yet out of the depths there's that cry. But he knoweth the way that I take, and when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Gold in the furnace tried ne'er loses aught but dross. So is the Christian purified and bettered by the cross. The word teaches us that concerning Job, that example, that to endure. And oh, what a mercy when the Lord does give that grace to endure, that patience, that very present help. Behold, well, for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience, behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord. For the Lord is very pitiful, and of tender mercy. And the Lord did bless Job more in his latter end than at his beginning. As we read together. And it was proving the Lord's word greatly increased. Greatly increase. I suppose one of the lessons to us from the book of Job, how limited are our earthly thoughts, how limited our thoughts, our working of it all out. But when the Lord speaks, it humbles in the very dust. When he appears, when he makes the place of his feet glorious, when I will work and who shall let it? The Lord gives the increase. Blessed be his holy name. Don't then cease in prayer. Whatever it may be this morning, don't give up. There's that will greatly increase. in the Lord's time and in the Lord's way will be to his honour, to his glory. And there will be fruit. Blessed be his holy name. In thee is my fruit found. But firstly, that concerning thee, dear Lord Jesus, we read at the breakfast table this morning, but thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Little. But oh, dear Micah, blessedly saw the increase. Dear Micah, blessedly had that opened to him. There was that by faith, there was that by prophecy, what the Lord would yet do. But oh, soul, do we, for the Christmas season, around the end of the year, do we, as it were, go to Bethlehem? Do we consider these things? Little Bethlehem, yet out of thee shall come. Dear Isaiah had it blessedly opened to him. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon the kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice, from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. The increase of his government. You know, if you look up that in the original language, this speaks of the increase of his authority, his power, and his dominion. We read of it in the close of the Word of God. Deep things in the Revelation. But oh, there is that in the revelation of the triumph of the saints in Christ Jesus. There is that fruit of victory that is there, for out of every kindred, nation and tongue, that man number that no man can number, they shall come, they shall stand before that throne. Oh, there's the fruits of the victory. There's that beginning, Bethlehem Ephratah. There's that humble beginning, that manger, that no room. But oh, what the Lord will do of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end should greatly increase. And you could look at it. May the Lord blessedly lead into the depths of the truth of it. For the Lord Jesus declared with a blessed emphasis that on this rock he would build his church. And the powers of hell shall not prevail against it. There's that encouragement in one of those prophets, and so many of those so-called minor prophets, they prophesied to encourage the people in their day and generation when they returned to the devastation of Jerusalem. And so it is in Zechariah, who hath despised the day of small things, for they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel. A plummet is a tall to measure. It's the tall of the builder. And oh, there's a master builder here that will build on that rock, which is Christ. Blessed be his holy name. Though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end should greatly increase. But O sinner, are you part of that increase? Am I part of that increase? Do you have a sacred longing in the Lord's time and in the Lord's way, at last to be found with Christ, which is far better? Are there times when all these things here below fall into insignificance compared to the great need of your precious never dying soul? The great need, these filthy hands, this sinner, from the crown of the head to the sole of the foot, full of wounds and bruises and putrefying sores, all needs to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Is it precious? Is there that comes in with our dear old deacon, passed away last year at home, his prayer so often, do thou for me, O God the Lord. And the Lord Jesus, that time when they came, the disciples, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? What did the Lord do, the Lord Jesus? He called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and said, verily, truly, there is that in the scripture of truth. The Lord is speaking it with a solemn, blessed emphasis. I say unto you, is the Holy, blessed Spirit of truth speaking singularly, clearly to you, sinner, this morning. Except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. His word does humble in the very dust. His word is tried. But though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end should greatly increase. Can we ask this morning, what was your beginning? You must be born again. What was your beginning? Some, Saul of Tarsus, could point very clearly, and he did. He used it to the Lord's honour and glory in his ministry. And in writing to those churches, again and again, that with divine power, as the Lord struck him down the height of his earthly powers, that commission from men, all that learning, all that of the Hebrew, of the Hebrews, Pharisee of the Pharisees, gone. In a moment, twinkling of an eye, there down in the dust, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But it's not always so, like that one. What of Lydia, whose heart the Lord opened? Oh, as the Lord opened your heart to receive his word. Is there that in your heart that goes out after some of these precious things? I may well have just tried to describe it. It comes again as a boy sat in our little chapel at home. The older ones were there then. So many of that original early church. And as I sat in the midst of that company, a little boy, there was something going on. Souls were on the stretch. There was a blessed bond between the pulpit and the pew. You know, solemnly, I felt left out of it. But there was something going on. Lydia, whose heart the Lord opened, has there been that open? But you see through a glass darkly. But is there a longing in your soul? Shall I among them be found? No, those blessings, those mercies, I buried one. And the Lord came to him, what? Through the ministry of the word in his house? No. Within the walls of his house? No. He had an affliction in those days. He had to go out the back of the chapel and sit on a chair. And they sang a hymn. The Lord worked in that. The Lord opened his heart. Oh, we long to be found amongst them as those that could sing one of the Lord's songs. Even in a strange land, take down their harps from the willows. Sing to his honour, glory of his great and holy name. Though thy beginning was small. There's another example. There's that boy, that temple of old. There he is. He's been brought up by his praying mother, left at the Lord's house to attend to those things, to help dear old Eli. And deep in the night seasons, there's a voice. He must go and run to Eli, thou callest me. No. Again and again, the voice comes. At last, Eli perceives that the Lord is calling the child. Speak, for thy servant heareth, though thy beginning was small. You ever prayed that word? Willing in the day of his power, humbled under the mighty hand of God, not my will, but thine be done. It is for the rebellious also. It is for those far off. It is for sinners. So, though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end should greatly increase. But the patience, the vision is yet for an appointed time. Though it tarry, wait for it. The Lord knows. An 80-year-old, well, 96 nearly year old. But across all those years, those 80-odd years, since the Lord first truly met with her, opened her heart, the deep, blessed things of Jesus. Oh, those precious, precious things, those testimonies, greatly increase. But it's not. Next week. Often it wasn't next year. But she was granted patience. And you know, at times, how shall we endure? So, may we be kept from putting our hand to it, but patiently wait for the Lord's appearing. Wait, and be well worth waiting for when he blessedly comes and makes the place of his feet glorious in a sinner's heart. May the Lord then truly bless seeking souls. And may the Lord bless those souls that do bear those at the throne of grace. May the Lord grant to you as a dear cause of truth, dear church and people, truly mothers, fathers in Israel, for this child I prayed. And oh, that to wait for his appearing. There was much. This is early in the book of Job. We can read from the end to the beginning. Job walked these things out. In a sense, those three friends, and then of course the fourth, walked with him and witnessed these things, and the toing and froing of it all. But at last, and the Lord blessedly, as it were, broke through. Oh, thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end should greatly increase. What has the Lord laid upon you? Are there any exercised? His word, his will, his way? As we've said, it's not always with almighty power, as it was on that Damascus road. But sometimes it's here a little, there a little, word upon word, place upon place. I can't claim in the ministry of the word that it was anything like Saul of Tarsus, but I could take you to a park. I used to walk through that park to catch the train. And oh, there was that flowed into my soul. And preaching for sinners. I could take you to a house of prayer. And oh, I sat up there in the back seat of the gallery. But oh, the gospel was preached and I rejoiced in it. The word of God, and that dear servant of Christ, another one taken, he never knew. Never heard the testimony. But as we said, joy in heaven over one sinner that repenteth. But it is here a little, there a little. And oh, when the Lord blessed, he took back to these things. And oh, how we struggled against it. But there was a beginning. And it is the Lord. And let him do what seemeth him good. Shall not die but live and declare his great and holy name. Though thy beginning was small. So, some can testify of great things. But go with those on that road. We call it the Emmaus Road, don't we? Such was their confusion. Such was their sorrow. Such were those overwhelming things that they'd witnessed. To one that they loved, and to one that loved them, to one they trusted in, that he would deliver Israel. They communed on this dusty road. Couldn't understand any of it. But one drew near and went with them. And you know, on that journey they walked up and down in the blessed depths. height, the depth. Goethe went back in the scripture of truth. All that the Lord had spoken was opened to their understanding. It caused their hearts to burn within them. Oh, the latter end greatly increased then. There they were, humbled in the very dust, beaten as it were, finished. But oh, now greatly increased. To return, strengthened, made known in the breaking of bread. These things done in love. Love divine, all love excelling. My broken body, my shed blood. Greatly increase. How the Lord appeared again and again to those hiding away, those shutting the door, as it were, but it didn't prevent him. Behold my hands and my feet. Go ye out into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. Baptize in my great and holy name. Though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end should greatly increase. John has it. John declares it emphatically by the blessed Spirit. We go back again to it. He must increase. And oh, souls, there may be those that have gone before. Do you rejoice? Oh, he must increase. But oh, is there that? There I long to be. He must increase. It still stands. Oh, if you could come with me to a baptizing service years ago. There was dear Mr. Wood, the Paul, at the front of that big chapel in Croydon. There was dear Mr. Wood, he stood in that aisle. One had gone before, a young woman. And I was left out. But oh, the dear old man prayed in that aisle. Not far from me, bowed his head to his Lord. Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. Thy soul went up, one in Christ, he must increase. Blessed, blessed be his holy name. Though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end should greatly increase. And he'll have all the honour and all the glory. And at last, oh, blessedly at last, glory with Christ. Which is far better. Sinner, look. Sinner, live. Not unto us, not unto us, but unto the glory of his great and holy name. Amen.
God willing, Sunday school will be at Bethany this afternoon at 2:30. Mr. Matthew Hyde is expected to preach tomorrow evening, and Mr. Chapman next Lord's Day. And our St. Ives friends hold a special prayer meeting on Wednesday evening at 7:15. Our closing hymn is 1075. 1075. Thou hidden love of God, whose height, whose depth unfathomed, no man knows. I see from far thy beauteous light, and inly sigh for thy repose. My heart is pained, nor can it be at rest, till I find rest in thee. Hymn 1075.
Thank you.
prayer that we have just sung together. Leave us not to leave, as it were, it all on the chapel stair. But oh, may there be that that abides. May there be that that goes out. Do thou for me, O God the Lord. Help in the Sunday school. Gather us again at the evening hour, if it be thy will. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the blessing of the Lord rest upon you all. Amen.